Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So the NFL league owners approved a proposal to permit players to wear the number zero for the first time. All position groups except for offensive and defensive linemen can wear zero. Calvin Ridley already on the train. Micah Parsons already said, I'm switching agent zero coming soon. Does this offend the old head in you, or do you like the number zero?
You know what? I don't understand the fascination with the number zero. I don't, but fine, if you want to wear it. To me, it just leaves yourself open to so many jokes if you do nothing, if you get no catches or you miss that tackle. But when all of a sudden I see people so excited to wear zero, I mean, fine. I mean, the NFL has understood it's all about fun and letting players do things. I'm glad there's no O-lineman with zero. That would look a little funny out there. But, yeah, you know what? If you're a wide receiver, cornerback, whatever, go ahead. Wear zero.
It's cool. I've never stressed about stuff like that. I don't care. Only in college. You should never let a kid wear the number one jersey unless he's really good.
Really?
Can't have a bum wearing the number one. Just can't do it.
See, I'm okay with that.
Earn the jersey.
Wow.
So going to Cleveland, owner Jimmy Haslam spoke today saying there's no playoff mandate for Coach Stefanski, but the expectation is making the playoffs. If you're a Browns fan, you're probably screaming for a mandate after bringing in Deshaun Watson, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Haslam's a boob. And by the way, that Snyder's gone, the least popular owner in this league because of what he did with Deshaun Watson and that deal. Yeah. So, yeah, it's playoffs or bust. If they don't make the playoffs, what did you spend the money for and give up the three first-round picks and become a pariah for?
Because I'm, you know, taking away from what Deshaun did off the field, I'm willing to say, okay, you sat out for a long time. You were rusty. Next year, you should be able to hit the ground running, and if this fails, you're on the hook for him, and yeah, every other owner will prove that, you know what, we told you not to do this. But good way of putting it, now that Snyder's gone, yep, bullseye is on you. There's always the weakest link, and if you don't know who it is, it's probably you. Looking at you, Cleveland.
So this one I want to hear from Rico from first. Niners CEO, Jed York.
Because we're privileged. Go ahead.
He spoke saying he wouldn't change a thing about moving up to get Trey Lance, who might actually not be the starter this year. Where are you at with this? Would you change what they did there?
No, I mean, because at the time it looked as if that they were going to get their guy. They weren't fully committed to Jimmy G. It just hasn't worked out. But we don't know what Trey Lance is because there's no body of work. He barely played in college. He barely played in the NFL. He can end up being a Hall of Fame quarterback. We just don't know. But instead, and I think a lot of that, Kenny, comes with the confidence of knowing that you also have Brock Purdy in your back pocket. So if this fails, no harm, no foul. You can let it go.
Can I answer this for him since he can't be honest?
Absolutely.
I am being honest.
This keeps him awake at night knowing they could have had Justin Fields and would already have won a Super Bowl by now. Okay, I'm speaking for him because he's not brave enough to speak for himself.
We had a quarterback and he got injured. He got his both arms ripped off by the Eagles.
All right. Well, speaking of the Eagles, we have some alternate jersey news. The Eagles will wear their throwback Kelly Green jerseys for at least one game. They're pushing to have the lids match as well. Are y'all a fan of the look?
Love them. Shout out Vi Sikahema, Seth Joyner.
I'm okay.
Jerome Brown.
I'm okay one time. I like the current Eagles jerseys, but yes, the Kelly Greens.
Nasty.
All right.
Nasty. And they should have to play on the old turf at the vet, too.
Wow.
Torn ACLs for all.
Wow.
Can we get a neck roll in there, too?
Dude, yes.
That thing was concrete. It was bad.
If you're young like Kenny, go look up, I think it was Wendell Davis, wide receiver for the Bears. Simultaneously, jumped up, caught a ball, landed on a seam in the turf, blew out both ACLs at the same time.
Yeah.
Jesus, how does that even happen?
Because it's concrete. It's concrete, and they had open seams. It was like
it was a new technology.
What do they call it? A catatonic plate, or the things that cause earthquakes?
Tectonic plate.
Tectonic. Or cataclonic.
More on the. We'll just move on. More on the never-ending Lamar Jackson front regarding the narrative of him being injury prone. I paraphrase what he tweeted out. He basically said he played 12 weeks, could have gotten injured. So why are you worrying about me sitting out the last few weeks? What do you make of this quote? How long do you expect Lamar to stay injury-free in this league?
Can he stop tweeting? Could he just stop tweeting and focus on getting paid? He's acting like a child. And I love all the people who are like, oh, Lamar's so brave and he's so smart. Really? Let's check the interest hotline.
What Lamar is doing, but Mike, it's just becoming more and more divisive because either you love him or you hate him. And each time he speaks, the wall gets higher and higher.
Yeah, but again, no team wants him right now.
And that's
so is your strategy working?
No, it's not, but he thinks all I need is one team to finally say, okay, we'll take you and see it was all worth it. I'm with you. I had a long talk with a guy who loves Lamar, and we both agreed. Maybe you need to go get an agent. Maybe you need to take a smaller deal, and you go for it from there. But this, the all or nothing, it's not going to end well for you. I got a feeling he's not playing next season.
Well, this is a guy who is focusing on getting paid. Odell Beckham talking to owners at the owners' meetings and coaches.
Kenny, and you know if Odell comes back, he's going to want that number zero.
I think he would. That'd be a good look for him, though. Coach Kevin Stefanski, he spoke to GM of the Jets, Joe Douglas, and Robert Saleh spoke to them as well. Had a meeting with the Ravens. What's the best fit for Odell? Will he be able to stay healthy on a plastic knee?
Yes, probably the Jets, because his spirit animal is Aaron Rodgers. They're both weirdos, but they're boys. So I'd say Jets.
Do you think the Ravens are trying to think maybe if we get him here, Lamar will come on down off his high horse and just come back and play? You got your receiver. You got a great receiver. We got you somebody, Lamar. Mm. Here's your chance. Throw it deep. He wants every ball thrown to him.
Mm.
So we took care of you. Can we end this stupid feud? Just something to watch out for.
I will say no, because the other thing people don't recognize, do you know why Calais Campbell's not a Raven? Because Lamar didn't get a deal done. And they had to take Calais Campbell's money, cut him, so they could fit Lamar's ridiculous franchise tag under the cap. So, like, I don't know that the Ravens are really happy to do things for him currently. But I don't think Odell can be that player at this stage of his career. But if he goes to New York with Lazard, with Wilson.
See, I think you only want him there because that's going to be a train wreck. Because there's not enough ball. You go to Baltimore, you only got to compete with the tight end, Andrews. That's it.
Yeah, I want the.
He goes to New York. He may get thrown the ball four times, and he's going to pout.
Maybe he'll propose to a kicking net.
He'll flip over tables.
Clown car on fire.
Yeah.
That is what I want.
This is bad news for you, Mike, specifically.
No.
It seems like the QB sneak push rule thing, it might be sticking around. Competition committee chair Rich McKay saying nobody made a rule proposal, nor was there enough support on the committee for us to propose a rule change.
Okay.
So it will stay in.
Call up Cam Newton or Tebow.
At this point,
every third and inches or fourth and inches, I want Goff out of the game, and I want a construction barrel under center. We're going to sneak, and we're going to line up two huge people behind him and push him for a first down.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't know if he's serious or not, Kenny. Honestly, I would call up Cam Newton pretty much on a veteran minimum deal. This is your job. Fourth down.
Wait, I've got a solution. Darnell Washington in the second round, tight end from Georgia. We line him up at quarterback. 6'7", 280, and then we put a backup lineman behind him. We get every first down in Detroit.
That's the jumbo package right there. I like that.
No.
Come on.
I'm not a big Darnell Washington.
Well, man. I like first downs.
Well,
you don't like Transformers? That dude is a transformer.
Well, you always say he can't catch, but I never felt he had more problems than any other tight end I watched.
maybe it was just all the hype that came with it. And
that's
it
fair.
Was like,
and he's not Brock Bowers.
I was going to say, Brock Bowers had way more hype than Washington.
It reminded me a lot of Eric Ebron,
where he would make
great catches, but then he would drop simple passes. And it was just so frustrating.
Look, bottom line is, I think if you're a team and you do play primarily under center, it would behoove you to have a solution for this, that if that rule's not banned and you're not going to utilize it, you're missing out.
Yeah, but if I'm a quarterback like that, I would call up teams and say, I can be your fourth down goal line guy. Hand me the ball. Let's just do the rugby scrum.
Newsflash, third and two guy. Because third and two and I run that play? How am I not getting a yard and a half?
And here's why you really want to do this in Detroit. Who goes for it more than anybody, than Dan Campbell?
Man.
Yeah, nobody.
And that is
not what I thought he was going to play.
In Football Today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.